Chapter 24. Elias. Demon fire rained through the night, finally letting up at dawn. Stepping out from beneath his cover, Elias stands on the battlements to survey the damage. Charred corpses litter the wall amidst the rubble from the barrage. Stone blocks, once pristine and white as the rest of Tarsus, are now stained a greasy black, burnt by the machines that had steadily pounded them. A disquieting silence hangs over the walls like a cloud of despair, and below, the demons seem to be waiting, biding their time before the next assault. "Light Kerslam," he mutters, turning to regard his bodyguards. "Let's pick up the pieces and get ourselves back in order. There's bound to be another attack soon." The Protector organizes the men as best he can, commanding them to remove bodies and debris. They move slowly at first, the defenders hesitant to come out in the open, but it isn't long before the walls are once again buzzing with activity, some semblance of a defense returning to the front. Many died in the barrage. Most of the fallen burnt to a crisp and are now barely recognizable. Fortunately, the mages were able to prevent most of the demon fire from getting into the city. If they hadn't been there, the entire western district would have been razed to the ground. "Thank the light for the conclave," Elias thinks. It must have taken an extraordinary amount of will to maintain those shields through the night. A pair of weary-looking knights climbs the stairs behind him. The white knots sewn into their red cloaks indicate that they are officers.
"Lord Protector," one of them calls, his face ashen. "Come with us. There's something you need to see."
Frowning, Elias motions for one of his lieutenants to take over before following them down the steps. They take a path that leads them to the southernmost part of the city's defenses. This section doesn't seem as damaged as the Nightingale-held western wall. The city militia holding it are largely untouched, though evidence of destruction remains. Casualties, fewer than Elias's own men, have been lined up at the base of the wall, the brunt of the demon's assault focused on only a few small areas. One of these areas is a guard tower, which looks to have taken a direct hit from the demon fire. Shattered stone stands in a pile atop the fortifications, lengths of timber like gravestones sticking up from the wreckage. Ruined remains have been recovered from the scene, their limbs bent at odd angles and bodies crushed. Elias recognizes one of the corpses immediately as he bites back a curse. General Moore's bright lion-shaped armor is in shambles, clinging to his body like scrap metal and stained in various places with blood. His eyes stare sightlessly into the heavens, his expression resolute even in death. His sword rests at his side, broken in three places.
"He was inside with the rest of our unit when the tower collapsed," a knight explains. "One of those green fireballs hit, and the roof came down right on top of their heads."
"The siege has only just begun," Elias thinks, disgruntled by the loss of the general. "What are we to do without our battle commander?" He offers a silent prayer as knights and militiamen gather around him, their eyes looking for counsel.
"What do we do now, Lord Protector?" one of them asks, voice quavering.
"Cover the bodies and remove them from the wall," he says gruffly. "See that the general is treated with respect. Then we do the only thing we can. Continue defending the city."
"Does this mean that you're now in charge, my lord?"
He hesitates before nodding reluctantly.
"It appears that way.
Now go. Prepare yourselves. The demons are getting ready to make another push. We need to make sure that they don't get through."
The men scramble to do as he commands, taking care of the bodies and preparing themselves to fight. He stands by for a moment, making a show of watching over them, but in reality he feels like a great weight has been placed upon his shoulders.
"General Moore and his closest allies are dead. Now I'm to be in charge of the city's defense? Hells, things keep going from bad to worse."
Eventually, Elias makes his way back to his tower on the western wall, Nightingale attendants flocking around him.
"Send runners to each of the battle captains on the walls and in the city," he says. "Inform them of General Moore's passing and let them know that I will be coordinating the defenses. If they have questions, I'll be here."
They rush to obey his orders. Breathing deeply, he examines the progress of his men, the defenses already looking much better.
With the corpses now cleared away, the damage is getting repaired. Sandbags and wooden supports are being put in place to cover up the holes in the battlements. Someone approaches from behind, but he doesn't look to see who it is.
Make yourself useful, soldier. There's plenty of work to be done patching up our defenses before the demons attack.
Tempting, but that doesn't sound like an effective use of my time.
Elias spins to face the newcomer.
Master Warden, he remarks, unable to mask his surprise. What are you doing here?
Tamara steps up beside him, her expression cool.
I've come to speak with the city's commander, which is you now, I presume.
He opens his mouth, then closes it again, formulating a response. Finally, he shakes his head and peers out at the Ralar.
Nothing gets by you, does it? I only just found out myself.
I'm the Master Warden, she replies dryly. It's my business to know things before anyone else.
He nods absently, thoughts turning inward.
Didn't think I'd find myself in this position.
Nor did I when I was chosen to lead the Rangers. We do what we must when called upon. The rest we leave up to the light.
Yes, I suppose that's true.
A silence settles between them, a faint breeze blowing in their ears. His eyes sweep over the endless hordes of monsters, a sea of black and glowing red eyes.
What are they waiting for? He wonders quietly, fingers drumming impatiently on the stone. What horrors are they preparing to unleash upon us? Are we ready for whatever they have planned?
We sustained minimal casualties during last night's barrage, Tamara remarks, almost offhandedly. A few rangers were killed by demon fire, but the rest managed to find cover in between assaults. Fortunately, we had good mages supporting us.
She pauses, as if waiting for him to respond, then asks,
Where would you like us deployed, Protector?
He looks at her.
You're asking me?
You are the commander, aren't you?
He grunts, I suppose.
She gives him a hard look, ice-colored eyes boring into him, but her voice takes on a tone that he has rarely heard from her in recent days, one that brings him back to their early days in the Ashwood.
Then command, Elias. Take charge. We need you in this fight. Everyone in this city needs you.
I'm a nightingale, he replies, thinking it to be a relevant detail. And a ranger? An outcast? How can I expect them to follow me?
She crosses her arms, unimpressed.
You're a warrior, first and foremost. Title means nothing now. Moore's army is leaderless. The Rangers have me, but we're few in number. The Nightingales make up the bulk of the defense, and your men love and respect you. They'd follow you to the 11 hells.
Elias glances out at the battlefield.
They just might have to, he mutters.
She steps forward, hesitates, then places a hand on his arm. Her gaze softens.
Everyone's afraid, but we believe in you. Believe in yourself, and we'll all stand behind you. The Ralar haven't broken us yet.
Something in her voice puts him at ease, despite the gravity of the situation, and he finds his shoulders relaxing somewhat. He straightens, jaw setting determinedly.
Maintain your current deployment. We need to keep pressure on their lines. Focus should be on ladders and warlocks, if you see them, but otherwise keep the arrows flying.
The Master Warden nods.
Can do,
she replies, releasing his arm. He thinks he sees the corner of her mouth rise in an approving smile, but it vanishes almost instantly. She turns to depart.
Tamara, he calls, prompting her to stop. Thank you.
She nods again, then disappears down the stairs. He sighs softly and turns back to the battlements, eyes scanning the field.
Letting your guard down a lot lately. Foolish, Elias. Like an untrained apprentice.
A horn blares somewhere far below. Demon ranks begin to form up again, the front lines bristling with spears and barbed ladders. Another charge is imminent.
Men, prepare for battle,
he shouts, drawing the attention of his troops.
Ready arrows! Send word along the wall!
Runners dash off to carry his orders.
He watches the R'hllar with a wary eye, his expression grim as the battle juices begin to flow. Then another sound pricks his ears, a shrill sound like whistles blowing behind him. Elias turns, noticing for the first time plumes of smoke rising from the city. He curses, drawing his sword.
What now?